Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is at the South Point Casino Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, enjoying the Indian National Finals Rodeo. Our guest today is a young man that is of Cree descent from the First Nations in Canada, Tyson Cardinal. Hello, Tyson. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Randy. Happy to be here.
Tell us your story.
Well, grew up on a small reserve called Goodfish Lake. Always been around the rodeo scene, you know, all my uncles all did it and raised bucking horses, so I was always around it. More so when I got older, when I realized that that's what I wanted to do, you know, after playing sports and this and that, I really got into rodeo. And everything kind of just fell into my lap and worked out good for me, and just kind of blessed how everything worked out for me.
Yes, sir. You've been, what I understand, a flank man and a pickup man. Can you describe those jobs to people that may not know?
Yeah, your flank man and your pickup man will make your horses buck. And I don't think a lot of people realize how important a flank man or a pickup man is. You know, you got to know your horses to what they feel. When you flank them enough, you're going to know what they like, if they like a tighter flank or a loose flank. And your pickup man, you know, when you're out there and you're reading them horses, you're judging, watching what lead they're going to go on or what lead you want to take them into so they come around and the boys could have a better score. That you could shorten them up if you wanted to, you know what I mean, just by stepping away from them, you know. So there's a lot to it, more than people think.
You know, it's interesting to me. If you looked out across the pasture and saw a bunch of horses, you really couldn't tell that one's a cutting horse, that one's a bucking horse, that one's a roping horse. But they are unique in their individual talent and their athletes. And sometimes you have an athlete like F-13 Virgil. Tell us all about that superstar.
Yeah, he the greatest horse of all time, I think. I mean, I don't know if there's any horse that had that many 90-plus rides on him. He's 18 years old, and he still does it. Like, all summer, people thought he was going to slow down, but, man, he was banging all summer, you know, his 90s and the bronc riding. We threw him in the bronc riding this year. I don't think he wants to slow down, and it'd be a tough day when we retire him, because I know he's going to be looking at us leaving the yard, you know. Yeah, so he's something else. He's a superstar. I do a lot of stuff with him, and I was told that he has the body of a 3-year-old colt right now with his ligaments, his muscles. He has no arthritis, he has no gut issues. So I do a lot of stuff with him to make sure that he's on top of his game.
That is a large tribute to you and the care and the love that you provide those horses. And he is amazing in the fact that he is one of less than a handful, I mean like 3 or 4, that have won the Bucking Horse of the Year, not only in the bareback bronc riding, but in the saddle bronc riding too, which he won this year, the saddle bronc ERCA Bucking Horse of the Year at 18.
Yeah, 18 years old. Yeah, I think I wasn't really shocked. You know, I think he deserved it because he's so good. But at 18, I think I was more proud than anything of him, you know, because we work hard. And like you said, like I put a lot of work into him, and a lot of money goes into him from Vern, my boss. And he doesn't even question me, just let it roll, whatever I need to do to make him the healthiest horse. And that's what we do. And, you know, chiropractors and everything, I get it all done on Virgil. And I mean, a lot of work into it, but we get a lot out of him. So we're pretty proud of him.
I always end my episodes, Tyson, with a question for the youth. What could you share with them that you have learned that might help them assist an animal or find a niche in sports like you have and take them to the top like you are with C5 Rodeo Company of the First Nations and the Cree Tribe in Canada?
Well, you have to work hard. I don't know if I should say this, but my grandpa always said you have to work 10 times harder than the white man. And you have to work super hard to get recognized, especially in the rodeo world. You know, it was really tough when we first started, and everyone could tell you that we weren't welcomed. You know, they didn't want us around, but here we are, you know, stuffing it down their throats now. You know, it feels good to walk down to the NFR, have the long hair. I'm very proud to be Native, and I'm very, very proud of where I came from, this small little reserve, you know. But you have to work hard. Right when you wake up till you go to bed, you got to keep thinking of it, keep it on your mind, and work, or else nothing's going to work out for you.
And we are very proud of you. God bless you, and we wish you continued success. Tyson Cardinal, Cree Indian cowboy from the First Nations in Canada, with one of the best bucking horses in the world. Thank you, Tyson.
Thank you.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.